The 93-foot Quincy Granite War Memorial Tower sits atop Mount Greylock, the highest point in Massachusetts. At its peak is a capsule containing bulbs that can be seen 70 miles away. Since its formal dedication in 1933, which was broadcast nationally on NBC Radio, it serves to honor the Commonwealth's veterans. Jeffrey Harris of the Massachusetts Department of Conservation and Recreation is in charge of restoring the tower to its original grandeur.
While this was done in the wake of World War I, it was intended to be, from the outset, a memorial to all war veterans.
Harris says since its construction, the tower has seen water seep inside its walls and wreak havoc because of the subsequent rapid freezing and thawing that occurs nearly 3,500 feet above sea level. He cited a 1936 Berkshire Eagle article explaining just that. The angled design of the tower actually forces water to run inside, leading to the state condemning the tower from 1962 to 1973 before it was dismantled and reconstructed. Further repairs occurred in the late 1990s. With conditions worsening over the past 5 years, such as 2 inches of ice filling the chamber floor, the federal government and the state have allocated $2 million for repairs. Here's Harris.
We really wanted to bring in repairs that better accounted for the climatic conditions at the summit, to try some new strategies that had not been employed there before, so that we're not just repeating the same mistakes of the past, to try to take advantage of new technology and new thinking.
Enter George Katsoufis of DHK Architects, part of a team working on what's being described as a unique renovation. They are proposing a double-layered sealant system inside the walls, basically a second line of defense so any water that gets in can either flow out or evaporate with the help of dehumidifiers and fans. Still, the best sealant today only lasts about 10 years before restoration is needed, so they propose building a miniature granite tower near the memorial to test a new technique that involves waterproofing.
That structure will be tested for the next iteration, the next cycle, which will be hopefully more than 10 years. But it needs to be tested because it has not been fully tried. We're trying to find examples of this kind of repair work, let alone waterproofing them.
Other improvements include new lighting and access ramps so those with limited mobility can go inside the tower's restored ceremonial chamber, and putting new caps on the spiral staircase that winds up to the fifth tier and the observation area. There, the viewing panels will be replaced and the beacon's capsule refaced so 12 LED light bulbs can shine through. The hope is visitors can enjoy the view like Mount Greylock Park Supervisor Alec Gilman has seen.
Clear day, yeah, you can see all the way up to the Adirondacks, Mount Marcy, and way over east you can see Mount Wachusett and Monadnock and south and down in the Connecticut River Valley. It's a good view from up top.
Because of the unique masonry work, 2 to 3 contractors are expected to bid, which they won't be able to do until they can see the tower in the spring. The 1.5-year construction period will divert part of the Appalachian Trail at the peak, and workers will have to dismantle scaffolding during the 2015-2016 winter. Like America's veterans, the memorial deserves the care, according to Governor Deval Patrick.
And has earned the facelift that we're going to invest in.
Reporting from WAMC's Berkshire Bureau at the Berkshire Eagle, I'm Jim Lavoulis.